This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. A new Coca-Cola bottling plant could be coming to Northeast Denver. The city council approved a 75-year lease agreement with an independent Coke bottler yesterday. Under the proposal, a plant on land owned by Denver International Airport would employ up to 900 people. It would also consolidate plants Swire Coca-Cola currently operates in the city's Sunnyside and Cole neighborhoods. The move could net Denver and Adams counties hundreds of millions of dollars in rent. Officials hope to open the plant in 2027 or 2028. Several animals at the Colorado Gator Farm in Alamosa County were killed in a fire early this morning. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The fire caused significant damage to the Colorado Gator Farm's reptile building near the community of Mosca. The owners say most of their snakes, lizards, tortoises, parrots, and cats perished. Firefighters rescued three dwarf caiman and several turtles and tortoises from the blaze. There were no reports of injuries to humans. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation, but no foul play is suspected. The owners say the cleanup will take a while, but they plan to continue operations. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A cactus species that only grows in western Colorado is no longer threatened for extinction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed taking the Colorado hooklick cacti off the endangered species list. It says the plant's presence in the Colorado and Gunnison River basins is stable even in the face of climate change and drought. Scientists at Denver Botanic Gardens spent 15 years tracking the plant's population. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.